It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Suzy Scoop. Can you believe it? It is the last weekend of September, or also the first weekend of October. I do not know where that month went. It just flew by. But the great thing is that October brings lots of great things, including, and I have to say this now before I forget, my lovely daughter's 11th birthday next week. It just occurred to me last night that her birthday is next week, so I better get moving on that. Well, the great thing is about fall is that we have so much going on, and I'm just going to start off right away with some, this is kind of family and community event. There's a great thing going on Friday, September 30th, the Celebrate 250 kickoff day, and this is actually running in conjunction with Government Services Day on the Downtown Mall in Charlottesville. What does this all mean? I'll explain it because it sounds complicated, but it's really not. You may or may not know that Charlottesville is celebrating its 250th birthday, and city council or city staff and a lot of community members have gotten together to put this whole Celebrate 250 kind of a year-long celebration together, and they're going to kick it off this Friday. And how they're going to do that is they're going to actually be renaming City Hall. It's no longer going to be called City Hall. It's City Hall Plaza is going to be called Celebrate 250 Plaza. So they're doing a public event. At noon, they're going to make kind of a big deal out of it. But all day, starting at 10, they're going to be doing all kinds of stuff down in that area. At City Space, there'll be historic photography slideshow of Charlottesville buildings and areas in Charlottesville that's put together by Steve Trumbull. And he does a website called Charlottesville Then and Now. And if you haven't visited this or if you haven't seen this, it is so cool. Steve goes and takes these photos that are in the UVA archives, and he goes to the exact same spot and has taken the picture over the last couple of years and then put them side by side. And you can see all the changes. They're really amazing photos. So that's going to be going on inside City Space. They'll also have art projects for the kids and kind of focus on their lives in Charlottesville, which is pretty cool. Then they'll also be inside City Space. Civilpedia or Charlottesville Tomorrow will be there. And they're asking you to bring in photographs and you can scan them and record stories about life in Charlottesville. So it'll be a historical initiative to kind of expand the written history of our town. It's really cool. They're asking all community members, students to come in and do that. And then they will upload that to Civilpedia, which is, if you haven't checked out Civilpedia, again, one of those things that's out there that you need to check out. It's basically like a Wikipedia for Charlottesville. And it's got so much great information in there. And they're trying to expand that. So that's really cool. And then also, at 1 o'clock, Coy Barefoot, who's a local best-selling author, he's also on the radio, and you can see him and hear him all kinds of places. He will be giving a pictorial history of Charlottesville that focuses on all kinds of different topics, from the downtown mall to Vinegar Hill to economic development, all kinds of, you know, just kind of things that have happened. Well, this is all running in conjunction with Government Services Day. And what Government Services Day is all about is that it gives kids and actually all others, just community members, a chance to learn about what our government does and how it affects our everyday life. It's pretty cool. You'll have representatives from government agencies. This will be down on the mall. Kids can, over at the city council chambers, you can get a tour. Kids can actually participate in a passport tour, and they gather information as they go through and get prizes. The fire safety house is open. Police department will demonstrate SWAT team tactics, and they'll actually be rappelling down the East Market Street parking garage. So that's pretty cool to see. So that's going running from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So all those things, all that going on all at once on Friday. So basically from 10 till about, let's say 10 till about 2, there is tons of stuff going on down there. And that is just, we're just getting started here. So moving on to Saturday, it's fall. So obviously there's all the farms and the markets and everything are open right now. And a couple of really fun things. Carter Mountain will be kicking off their apple harvest celebration. And I think I said this last week, they're doing this differently this year. They used to do it just one weekend, but it's gotten so big and so popular that they're holding it all of October. So every weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 6, they'll be having music, food, hay rides, wine tasting, pumpkins, all that kind of stuff. Apple cider. Don't forget the apple donuts because you know you love those. And then they'll have musicians there from 10 to 12 on this Saturday. It'll be the Lamplighters. And from 2 to 4, it'll be the Virginia Vagabonds. And on Sunday, from 10 to 12, it'll be the Rose Hill Ramblers. And then again, from 2 to 4, the Virginia Vagabonds. And that'll switch up a little bit. It'll be some of those same musicians throughout the month. But that's just going to be such a fun time. Hopefully the weather's going to hold out. It's, you know, it's kind of been iffy lately. Rain 1 minute, sunshine the next. So hopefully that'll hold out. But that's always a really fun time up at Carter Mountain. Great apples. I was just up there and got my girls get a little carried away. So we have more apples than any one family would ever need. So I'm going to be doing a little baking this weekend. But you can't beat a fresh apple pie either. Speaking of apples, I'm digging this. The Old Mickey Theater in downtown Charlottesville is back to doing their puppet shows again this fall. They took the summer off, and the one that's running on Saturday, October 1st and 8th, is Johnny Appleseed. And what a great way to kick off the fall. The story of how Johnny kind of winds his way through the countryside, spreading apples and making everybody happy. So the shows run at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Tickets are $5 for everyone except for kids under 2 are free. And you can call the theater or get on their website to find out about ticket purchases. That phone number, if you want it, is 977-3690. And they also have a new main stage production coming up, which is Dracula, but that doesn't start for another week or so, another couple of weeks. So since we're on the subject of farms and apples, let's keep going with that. Flip and Seaman Orchard, which is out a little ways, but it's a really fun orchard. They are having what they call their Apple Butter Making Festival. And they've been doing this. It's all about doing it the old-fashioned way. And you'll actually see members of their family getting out there with the big, large copper kettles and stirring it. And that runs on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4:30. They have, of course, all the kind of regular farm stuff, regular fun farm stuff, pick your own pumpkins. They'll have games, corn maze, all that kind of stuff, a clown even, and some bluegrass music on the 1st. They also do this again on the 15th. They do two weekends. They're open other weekends, but they really do two big weekends of all kinds of fun, and that'll be again on October 15th. If you want to head out a little bit further than Charlottesville, Greenfield Farm in Ruckersville, which isn't that far. It's about 2 miles north of Ruckersville off of Route 29. I've been to Greenfield Farm before. They're doing their fall farm festival Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Same kind of deal, hay rides, meet the animals. They have some great animals out there. They have a 5-acre corn maze, so if you like to do that kind of stuff, that's really fun. And they have a straw-filled kitty corral, which is a lot of fun. My kids were little the first time we were there, and of course the pumpkin patch and all of that. And that is going on all day Saturday and Sunday. And here's an evening one that I think is going to be a lot of fun. Mountainside Petting Farm. This is out in Afton. They're having a Western Hoedown. So pack a dinner and bring some chairs, and they're going to have just all kinds of fun music, some light rock, country music. Wear your Western gear, and it's $10. And this is actually a fundraiser for the animals. They're, you know, and they have great animals out there. They're like a part of their family. So it's just such a fun thing. And that's from 3 to 6 on Saturday. So that's, again, a great way to kind of get out there this weekend and enjoy something. And if your kids are into doing outdoors kind of stuff, Blue Ridge Discovery Center, this was a new discovery for me recently. Blue Ridge Discovery Center is over off of Fontaine, and they are doing a forest scavenger hunt. So they will use, it's for, you know, kids 5 and up, and it's an educational and fun hunt for forest treasures, trees, flowers, birds, that kind of stuff. And you'll go through the Ragged Mountain Natural Area and look for these little treasures. They do ask that you register, even though it's free. It's about a 1.5-mile walk, which is not that far. There's a little steep incline at the beginning, but it's not a tough climb. So kind of keep that in mind. And you can get on their website, or you can call them at 242-5859 for more information on that. But that is a lot of fun. So... Oh, and then last but not least, I always got to throw in something about eating and drinking in there. So Frontier Culture Museum out in Stanton, which is it's a great family place, but it's also just a really cool place to learn and have some fun. They're doing an Oktoberfest celebration on Saturday. So they'll have traditional German food, beverages, including German beer, music, kids' activities, all that kind of stuff. And that's on Saturday. So going kind of toward the maybe not the as outdoorsy, kind of just out and about things that are going on around town. One neat thing that's going on Friday is a movie and a panel discussion called Changing the Way We See Women. And this is being put together by a new organization called the Rise Campaign. And they're trying to raise awareness about how mainstream media and contributes to the underrepresentation of women in positions of power. And what I think is cool about this is they're screening this new documentary called Misrepresentation, two words, M-I-S-S, representation. And I've seen the trailer for it. It's pretty pretty provocative, pretty interesting. And then they'll have a panel discussion. Then I'm very excited to listen to these three very talented and successful women. The Honorable Eva Scott, who was Virginia's first woman senator, Andrea Press, who is a UVA professor of sociology and media studies, and then Kate Bruno, who happens to be a personal friend of mine, who's a local nutritionist and an eating disorders educator and a very amazing woman. And these three will be having a panel discussion afterwards. So this is taking place at Darden Abbott Auditorium on Friday at 6:30. There's a $5 suggested donation at the entrance fee. The RISE campaign they're dedicated to empowering women and girls, and that's why they're really trying to get the message out there. So it should be a very interesting and possibly controversial evening, but I'm looking forward to hearing some of these great women speak. So on to something a little more fun, maybe. Pollock Vineyards has Friday Sunset's concert series, and this weekend Modern Tactics is the band, and they do this the last Friday of each month, and hopefully we don't have that rain. They'll have food from local vendors, and it's just kind of a fun family and friends thing. Bring some chairs and sit down and relax and kind of enjoy some relaxation after a long, long week. And I would be remiss if I did not mention that this weekend is 106.1 The Corner's 5th birthday, and they are having a party all weekend long to celebrate, which is what The Corner would do, right? Because, of course, they're going to have music. So they're having kind of hosting three different concerts at the Southern. Friday, September 30th, it's Mark Broussard and Scars on 45. Then on Saturday, it's a free live and local concert at the Southern that will feature Sarah White and the Pearls, West Swing, The Astronomers, and The Cinnamon Band. Limited seating is available for that, so you do need to get on the Southern's website to RSVP. That starts at 7. But it's free, and that's such fun local music, and you know that it's going to be a fun party if The Corner is involved in it. And then on Sunday, they have a very special evening with Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers, and that starts at 7. So three great opportunities for music, all at the Southern, all because of The Corner. And their 5th birthday, you know, we love The Corner, so happy birthday to them. If you're thinking more of getting out and moving this weekend, three great opportunities for you. So if you don't get out and move this weekend, you have no excuses, because I'm giving you three great opportunities right here. The first is the 25th anniversary AIDS walk. That's on Saturday. Starts at the Pavilion. Registration opens at 7:30. They have a community health and wellness fair that starts around 8, and the actual walk starts at 9. And it's going to be a really great walk because it goes through the downtown mall, through the corner, Main Street, and it's going to be a really pretty walk and for a great cause. And everyone is welcome to that, as with these other two. Also on Saturday, two other races, the Buzz by Belmont, which is Clark Elementary School's race. And this is a fun one they've been doing for several years. And that starts on Saturday at 7, starts and ends at Clark Elementary. And then also Charlottesville Catholic School is having their 10th annual 5K that registration opens at 7 and the race starts at 8. And that starts over at Charlottesville Catholic. So if you don't get exercise this weekend, I'm going to feel really bad because there's lots of opportunities for it. Now, if you're thinking about buying a home, and I'm not even thinking about buying a home, but I love the Parade of Homes because you can see so much cool stuff, such beautiful houses. That is running this weekend, the 1st and the 2nd from 12 to 6, and also next weekend, the 8th and 9th from 12 to 6. There are quite a few different builders from throughout Charlottesville. It's put on by the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association. I think there's over 25 houses or something like that. And you need more information, and it's free. So if you need more information on that, you can go to www.brhba, that stands for Blue Ridge Home Builders Association.org. And last but not least, an event that I went to for my first time last year, and I just was so amazed by the beauty and the fun and just all the different stuff going on, is out at Montpelier. There's always something going on that it's fun at Montpelier. I'm just amazed by this place. They're always doing something cool and really bringing everybody into it. So this weekend is the Fall Fiber Festival. They've been doing this for many years. And what happened? And the Montpelier Sheepdog Trials. So there are sheepdogs doing what sheepdogs do. They are herding sheep, and they have all these trials for them, and they get timed and all this. It's very interesting. But there's also tons of activities as far as sheep shearing, and if you're into fiber or wool, or if you're into textiles or anything like that, it's just so neat. There's activities and demonstrations. There's different sheep breeds, llamas, alpacas, everything. There's competitions with the dogs. There's food. And I will say, I brought my kids last year, and they got to use looms. They got to do so many things. It was very hands-on. They just loved it. And I love to take pictures, and I think I took over 100 pictures at this event last year, just because there were so many colors, and there were so many animals, and my kids were having so much fun, and we may have eaten a little kettle corn while we were there, too. So that is going on all weekend, Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from 10 to 4, and entrance is only $5, so it's a really fun way to, and different way to spend your weekend, so... That is what I've got on the agenda for this weekend. Of course, there is so much more on the calendar. So head over to SusieSaid.com/Charlottesville for even more great fun things. There's stuff going on at the library this weekend. I know Barnes & Noble's having some story times. It's just all over the board. So you will definitely find something that you can enjoy this weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you next week. Everybody's working for the weekend.